The Burrito Radio Show is brought to you by 2B1 Entertainment.
One has a game called None Is Perfect Billiards. It is a game based on points, stroke play, pretty much. You get to find out what your score would be in comparison to the pros. It's one of the better games that's out there, and it's new and fresh for the 21st century. If you'd like to be on the players list or participate in one of the games or videos, contact None Is Perfect Billiards at nipbilliards@gmail.com. Get on the players list and take part in the fun today.
Okay, once again, this is 2B1 Energy, your host for the Burrito Radio Show. I'd like to remind everybody that I wrote a book called Pedicab Hearsay. It's available on Amazon.com. You can learn a little bit about myself, about my little journey as a pedicab operator. Also, I have some music online as well. You want to put the 2, a space, and then B1, and then the word energy. You can find some of my music on Amazon, Spotify, and other social media outlets. But let's get back to Jamie Nutt. She's our guest today on the Burrito Radio Show, Episode 5. I wanted to actually now kind of increase the challenge for her and try to let her know with what we're getting at this whole time. Okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so I told you, I mentioned that back in 2003, I've been like telling people that, you know, there's some things out there that can make people sick, super sick. And that I came across doctors that verified what I had to say. Well, here's the kicker, okay? One day I'm in Las Vegas and I come across this word. It's pronounced yttrium.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of that word before?
I have. I cannot tell you what it means, though.
Do you know how to spell it?
I-T-R-I-U-M?
No.
Oh. Then what is it?
It's Y-T-T-R-I-U-M.
Okay.
It's pronounced yttrium, and it's in a category called rare earth metals.
Okay.
Or rare earth elements. You know anything about rare earth metals?
I know about rare earth magnets that are super, super strong. And I know there was a discovery recently, but that's about all I can tell you.
How long have you known about this rare earth magnets since growing up as a child?
No, like I would say within the last 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't really know that much about rare earth metals, rare earth elements that much at all?
I don't.
Okay. So the reason why I brought that up is because that's my personal diagnosis.
Okay.
On why people have been coming down with this so-called sickness virus thing. Okay. Now, I have arguments with my friends about this. I've been like trying to tell people and they just think I'm crazy.
Okay.
Still, they will still deny what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But in my opinion, it's a variation. In other words, just like anything else, you know, one person can do this, but it doesn't mean that they're going to get sick or there's something that's going to happen to them. But if you put yourself in a certain element, then you have a greater chance of getting sick.
Sure.
Okay.
That's sound science.
So, real quick, before I go into my reasoning, what is your opinion about now that it's been, about three months since we've been on this lockdown thing? Mm-hmm. What's your opinion about it? I mean, what's your opinion about it?
Well, at first, when I first started hearing the reports coming from Wuhan, China, you know, I said what a lot of people are still saying right now is that, you know, more people die of the flu every year than this coronavirus. And of course, I was really interested to what the hell's a coronavirus. And I learned that, so SARS and MERS, the Mediterranean,
you're talking about the diseases over there in the
Middle East. That's what it was, not Mediterranean. Middle East Respiratory Syndrome and SARS. Also, 30% roughly of our common colds are caused by coronaviruses. And that's something that I didn't know prior to this. But like I told you before when we were just chatting, I like to read a lot. And so the reason this, I think, caused such a panic is because it's a new coronavirus. So that's why you have that novel coronavirus. Novel just means new.
But, okay, if you're saying new, what made it so different?
But SARS was new, MERS was new when it came out, and now we have, COVID-19, okay? So now we have in the last, when did SARS happen? Like 15 years ago, something like that?
According to my data, I want to say SARS happened back in about 2008.
Okay, so I'm not that far off.
But, I mean, like, you know.
Within the last 10, 15 years.
I know what you're talking about. There's SARS 1 and SARS 2, actually.
Right, so within the last decade, say, for, you know, my conversational purposes, that we've had three novel coronaviruses. There's no cure. There's still no cure for the common cold, you know? Like, it just is what it is. That's why I think a vaccine eventually is not going to be effective, first of all.
A vaccine for this coronavirus.
Correct.
Because it's no different than if your body breaks down.
There's no, there's, I just don't think that, and I'll tell anybody all day long that I would not trust any coronavirus vaccine that comes out sooner than next summer. Because of, you know, they're just, the biggest factor in this pandemic lockdown has been fear. And when human beings are faced with things that they don't understand, the first response is generally fear. And it says it in the name, novel coronavirus. It's new. So therefore, it's scary, you know, and I'm being sarcastic because it's...
But this is the first one that they said was contagious.
Highly contagious.
I mean, well, okay.
Highly contagious. Kind of like that's because SARS was contagious too.
I mean, I don't know.
Wasn't it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I mean, like I said, I have a whole different theory about what I'm talking about.
Okay, so. But I think that... you know, it's as contagious as the flu or a cold, you know, that you can... I think that was what really started scaring people, is when they figured out that it can be transmitted through the air. You know, that's a lot different than just touching something and not washing your hands. Can I take a little break and just say that the fact that they had to come out and tell people how to wash their hands properly.
I thought that was kind of weird, too.
Was like, shouldn't we all have been doing this anyway?
I mean, you know, there were some things that were they were saying. I was like, do you really have to go there?
Should be common
sense. Do you really
have
to say you need to go buy some Lysol? Can't you get this Clorox bleach?
Right,
does it have to
right,
be Lysol?
Right, right. I
or
know.
Is Lysol losing that much money that we need to make sure that, oh, go get some Lysol, and Lysol does the trick.
Yeah.
And I'm like thinking like, this is kind of weird that people are actually believing this, and Lysol got cleared out.
Yeah.
All the toilet paper got cleared out.
See, I'm pissed off about that too, because, you know, and you've talked a little bit about germaphobes, and I've talked to you a little bit about social anxiety and stuff, and that is a big part of my life. And so for someone who is regularly cleansing my environment, my home environment, I was really pissed off that everybody took all my stuff.
Are you a neat freak?
No.
All right. No,
I'm just particular, and I don't like to feel other people's hand grease on
you.
My doorknobs and things like that. You
know somebody
what I mean?
Else. I know somebody else like that too. I've just never been like that. If anything, I was just like amazed that, you know, like go to your room. You're on punishment for the whole entire United States of America.
Right.
And by the way, it's because you didn't clean up, right? It's because you eat like crap, right?
Right.
It's because all these things that you do such a negative, you have a negative attitude, we're just going to shut you down. Especially all you people that do entertainment, strippers, bartenders, all you drug addicts, all you people that deal drugs, you guys are on punishment.
That was actually one of the first things I thought of. I was like, oh no, the drug dealers, what are they going to do?
Yeah, it's like, that's how I looked at it.
For over 100 years, San Diego Shade has been covering windows all over San Diego County. Whether you want roller shades, cellular shades, shutters, you're looking for an automated awning to go over your patio, you want some exterior roller shades to block the sun out, we're the company to go to. We're located conveniently in Miramar area at 7354 Trade Street. You can reach us on the phone at 619-287-8863. You can also check out our website at sandiegoshade.com. I look forward to covering your windows soon.
Have you ever wondered how the pedicab industry got started? You know, the guys and gals that travel people around town? Well, purchase the book Pedicab Hearsay, available on Amazon.com, both electronic and hard copy. Get the stories today.
I was like thinking like, okay, so now that you did this, now, I mean, like, are people really going to believe everything you're going to say? And how many times has it changed since day one of what they're saying? I mean, like, if you went back and did the archives from the very first day that they said this compared to the day, they're all over the place.
All over the place. And our president certainly didn't help clarify anything either when he would come out and do his press briefings. Remember, it was daily for a while.
I didn't watch any.
And it was painful, I'll tell you. It was pain. I can't even stand listening to that guy talk, okay? But I want to know what's going on. I need information. And he's up there, like, you know, acting like a grade schooler, you know, and giving everybody conflicting information. So he would do these press briefings, and then the whole rest of the day are all the experts coming out and saying why everything he said was wrong and
okay,
blah, blah, blah.
Here's my major problem with whatever they said, okay? Okay, so you gotta remember, I'm just a hustler, guitar player, trying to get people to do whatever they do. Oh yeah, by the way, I do video work, so anybody wants to do some video work, I'm here.
Hit them up.
Right? No, so I'm out here, and the first thing I heard was, there's a virus, it's super contagious, everybody has to stay inside unless you're essential. And I started thinking, well, I don't get that part. Like, I'm not essential or something? like what?
I have to look it up. There's a group of people of musicians that are I think it's Curbside Concerts. Curbsideconcerts.com. You as a musician can sign up like how you would sign up to be an Uber driver. Okay? And so you're like, damn, I'm stuck in my house and I'm really bored and missing concert season right now, and you get on your phone and you go to Curbside Concerts and you see who's in your area and you're like, I want a concert, and then a musician comes and sits in your yard and plays music.
And I think about that person who plays violin and got a bucket of water poured on her face while they were playing violin. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I think about that part. No, I just, the thing that bothered me was, they said, okay, we need to make sure that we stay healthy, right? This virus can attack you all of a sudden, you have a respiratory system, and you can pass away like that, right? That's what they said at first. So, you know what everybody did? Everybody went to the grocery store and cleared all the frozen food out, all the processed food out, all the ice cream, all the
pasta,
dairy, all the cheese pizza. And when I got to the store, right, all the fresh food was there. Nobody had touched the fresh food, not hardly anything. Little was about half gone, right? And I started thinking to myself, like, these people are just nuts.
Yes.
How can they, like, think that you want to stay healthy and you're going to get ice cream, pizza, frozen pizza?
Right.
All these things, these words where I was just saying about being non-nutritional, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get these things, not oranges, not the beans.
Because like, you know, it was panic buying. That became a really common term in the articles that I was reading, was, you know, people were panic buying toilet paper, they're panic buying frozen food and what have you. And if people would have just taken a little bit more time to really, instead of just, you know, oh, I saw it on the news, let's go panic buy everything at the store, they're gonna lock everything down. If they would have just done a little bit more research, they would have found out that, you know, the distribution centers were not closed. People were still delivering groceries with trucks. You know, there was no slowdown in that at all, you know. So
the grocery stores made a lot of money off that.
The grocery stores are still getting deliveries every week. You know what I mean? And it's just, you know, people just panicked and they lost all their sense. They lost all their common sense.
It goes
sense.
Back to my whole narrative, right? Mm-hmm. Is that if you have all this unhealthy food that you already eat already and then you double down on it, even triple down on it, right?
Oh, I put and on then, the COVID 20.
And
sure.
then all of a sudden you do the one thing that I'm like solely to also against is you put on a mask and you wear it nonstop, cutting down your oxygen. Don't you know that those are the things that help break down your immune system for a person to
get
sick?
Not to mention that people, like, really, okay, if the coronavirus is airborne and it's just floating around, okay, let's just, for you know, the argument's sake, and we're all wearing masks to protect ourselves and others, which I think a lot of people don't understand. When you wear a mask, what you're doing is protecting others from you. Your mask is, your homemade cloth mask is not preventing, you know, pathogens from entering into your system. And that goes for anything, any kind of virus or whatever. Like, it's not going to work. What it will do is prevent you from breathing and sneezing and coughing on other people. You're just coughing on yourself in your own face.
But you're also reducing your oxygen level and you're not releasing the carbon dioxide.
So let's just say that coronavirus is airborne and you're walking through people's corona clouds, right? And it's culminating on your mask. You know, it's all the pathogens are collecting on your mask. When you get in your car, and I'm guilty of this too, I actually know how to take a mask off properly. But you shouldn't leave it then in your car. And I think a lot of problems they're having with healthcare is that with PPE, it's really hard to get adequate PPE. And nurses and doctors and CNAs and everything are being forced to reuse disposable masks. Now, if you're using those cloth masks, realistically, you should be washing them every time you use it. What I like to do, I like to put it out in the sun because the sun... The sun is our best natural healer for so many ailments.
And at the same time, they told him to stay inside to make sure they say, hey, we don't want you to get sick. Stay inside. Don't get no UV rays or nothing. Make sure you get all this crazy food to eat, right? Mm-hmm. Put on a mask to cut down your oxygen.
Right.
And trust me, you won't get sick.
And now
you won't get a virus.
People are rioting. I'm just kidding.
It just didn't make any sense. The whole thing just did not make any sense whatsoever. I put out a video, right, about what you just said, okay? Mm-hmm. If the droplets are, like, supposedly, according to the research I did, travels 26 feet, the only reason why they did 6 feet, because nobody would go shopping if they had to go way over there.
Right.
26 feet. There's no way people would go shopping. So that's why they said six, right? So it's not 6 feet. It's really 26
sure.
feet that these droplets are supposed to travel. But then when you add in the air, right, our little surroundings, mm-hmm. when it comes down to the wind, mm-hmm. Your air elements, the air mass or whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. If the wind is blowing strong, the droplets are not going straight.
Right. They're going everywhere.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if it's a droplet, because of gravity, the heavier droplets are going to go down, straight down. It's almost impossible for a droplet to travel 26 feet.
There you go.
There's no proof whatsoever. All they're doing is computer models to say that, yes, it's possible.
Right.
But only because maybe happening super windy that day, and the guy that talks or the woman that talks has spit, and all of a sudden, bam, it lands on your lip.
Yep.
Now, if that happens to 2 million people that got infected right now, that has not happened to 2 million people where somebody got infected because some droplet landed within 26 feet, landed in their nose. Mm-hmm. That is not the case.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, they still don't understand why people are getting sick. And they're still kind of like amazed because they can say that it's contagious, but there's still no really true proof. Like I said, they're using computer models.
Right.
They're not really, like, you know, you put like a room of people that are not sick compared to people that are sick. They can't prove that these people are getting sick.
In all fairness, because it was a new virus, and we still don't really know a whole lot about it, right? Or
well, I gave you a little hint.
Okay, so
it's because we're not eating our proper nutritional food around the world. This is a worldwide thing, as well as because our medical industry is one of the few ones that are based on what?
Money. That's a business.
So therefore, it's not something that is free.
Your hospital is a business.
It is a hustle.
Yeah.
It is a straight hustle. It's been a hustle, and that's one of the reasons why I'm so adamant about living the way that I say is with a natural, organic, healthy life. Stay away from those doctors. Stay away from the people that actually are not going to tell you the truth because they want you to come back.
Unless you're injured, please go to the hospital. If you're injured, please go to the
Hi, this is Terry from Amethyst Moon. We're located at 8329 La Mesa Boulevard in the middle of the village. Our phone number is 619-464-MOON. Please give us a call if you have any questions. We have new store hours this week, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. We hope to see you soon in the village.
Once again, we are Maturation of Soul, like S-O-L at the end. And every now and then, I come up with some crazy saying, so I like to start off this set by saying, Oh soul es el milagro, es todos los días. Oh soul es el milagro, es todos los días. Es todos los días. To my research, this so-called coronavirus actually started in December 2019.
Okay, yes.
And according to the research I put in, that they said, well, it's bad, but it's not as bad as we think it is, because if people hadn't since 2019, their recovery is pretty much, you know, you're going to pretty much be recovered. It's going to be a, like one of these situations that hardly anybody's going
to
pass away from.
I wonder.
And that was in 2019, and then out of nowhere, when a lady was traveling from Germany back to China, and she ended up passing away, right? She ended up passing away, and the dude, I don't think he passed away in Germany, but I think he got super sick. And then somebody, one of his friends got sick in Germany who had nothing to do with that lady that went to China.
Okay.
And so out of nowhere, they said, one, two, three, it must be contagious.
Right.
And then out of nowhere, the World Health Organization sent out this code like, gotta let you guys know what's up. And within only 6 weeks, out of nowhere, we're in a lockdown.
It's the panic. It's the panic. It's the fear response. So there's three responses that are triggered by environmental stimuli. When you're faced with an unknown threat, there's three options: the fight, flight, or flee. No, what is it? Fight, flight, or there's another one. Anyway, it's a fear response. So if you know you're walking through the mountains and you know a cougar jumps on you out of nowhere, you know, you have the option to try and fight for your life, right? You know, or just lay down and take it or whatever, but you're responding. That's your natural response to that situation, is to fight for your life, so to speak. If you're attacked, you're going to fight for your life. And I think we all our administration, world leaders, the, you know, World Health Organization, it's like, everybody started panicking. And it's like, okay, this isn't just a normal cold. This is going to be another SARS, or this is going to be whatever, you know, this is it.
But at the same time, remember, we're talking about in the wintertime mm-hmm. of both Germany and China, which is a very super cold places, right? Mm-hmm. At that particular time, they said that New York was getting hit too, I guess, maybe, mm-hmm. which is another super cold place, right? And then out of nowhere, when the spring comes, supposedly there was this major jump. But then out of nowhere, they retracted a lot of these cases that they said was it, and it's not it. It's something different.
That's another thing, that another factor in this really messed up equation is testing. And, you know, here's the thing is, you know, they're shoving these, I'm calling them brain swabs, because they have to shove that thing so far up the nose, the swab, to do the test. And a lot of people were, you know, showing symptoms on respirators and everything, and showing negative for the coronavirus. Now, the problem, what they figured out was, and why I'm with you, and I'm not going to go get a test either, is that once it moved down into the lungs, it can no longer be detected in the nasal cavity. So they're like testing these people. They're like, oh, you don't have it. You can go back out into the community. Well, it turns out, well, they do. And, you know, now I read today, I didn't read the article, but I read a headline that they're saying now that if you're asymptomatic, you're not going to pass it on. So
it's something new again. Just today,
again,
right?
Something new. So they're like I said, still trying to learn about this virus and all of that stuff, and you know, trying to get an accurate test. And with the nose, even sometimes those are, you know, give a false positive or a false negative, or wasn't administered correctly, or, you know, there's so many different reasons why these tests are basically useless. And we're getting the whole, oh, the second wave. It's like, no. Just testing is more widely available now. More people are getting tested. So you've got the media that live on stoking people's fear response for clickbait and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, the media is going to show you, like, worst case scenario, scared, fear. And, you know, oh, there's the highest number of cases to date today and blah, blah. You know, it's because they're more testing, more test results are starting to come in, you know. Well, it's not a jump in cases.
The people that pay for those commercials that they on their thing, mm-hmm. they like that part too, because more people have been watching CNN and MSNBC and Fox than ever before in the history. Mm-hmm. And so at the same time, they have the most attractive people on there that you can ever find.
Like, again, know. I'm rolling my eyes again.
They have the most attractive people you can ever find in there, so make sure that people keep on watching them.
Yeah.
You know, I have my favorites. Anyway, I stopped watching it as soon as, like, they said that this was contagious. I stopped watching all these shows. I was like, you know what? I'm done with you fine models. I'm not going to watch you guys no more. Okay, I'm going to do my own research. And so,
I wish more people would do that.
Well, I did my research already, but the thing was, I just needed to go back and, I guess, reiterate. So I'm going to go back to what I was talking about before, rare earth metals, okay?
Okay.
One of my reasons why is because rare earth metals are like, let's say, take this little thing. They're like all the trees around here. Each one has its own little specified thing, and some of them can be combined with others. Now, with these elements and metals, they can be liquefied.
Okay.
Some of them can. Or they can turn into lasers. Or they can, like, they can do things, calculate things that you normally couldn't calculate. That's
okay.
The reason why we have, let's say, when you go to the checkout line and that laser.
Yeah.
Right? That leads
to scan.
Right? The laser is what makes it capable of calculating that number. So, therefore, they know if there's product missing or not. Now, this is more than that.
Patrol.
Military patrol.
Number 4.
Okay, y'all, this is the money going by. So,
we're at 40,000 now.
I think more than that. more than that. Another some money going by. That's tax money going by.
There it is. Goodbye.
I don't know if they're going to reach Mobile, Alabama. They might get out there. You never know. Okay, so, but when it comes down to it, the metals are actually inside the televisions, utilizing a lot of products, our cell phones, all these different electronics. And because my theory is this, because of the overexposure, it's a very key word, overexposure, this is what causes people to actually fall ill and possibly pass away. Now think about what I just said. Okay, you're an 18-year-old child who plays video games, right? You like whatever video game it is, Call of Duty, NBA Live, whatever, right? You play this, and you have your best friend come over there, your brother or sister, whoever you guys, or you're by yourself. And normally these people like to play in dark rooms, so it makes it even video games. And so not only are you in one sitting position, working your thumbs, your eyes are staring at something that's coming back at you with light rays, okay? Now, I'm going to even go one step further. You're a person that gets cold real easily, so you have to make sure that the room is nice and warm. But because of the thing that you're watching, including the box and everything else, makes it warm even more heated. Now, when your body temperature goes up and you don't have the proper food that you're eating, right, you're going to have respiratory problems.
Okay?
It's called thermal induction. Thermal induction, I think that's what it's called. Anyway, it's what happens in a room because of all the electronics in a room heat up the room to make the room hotter than what it would be without all the electronics.
See, I've been bitching about that for years because my ex, I'm a year out of this long-term relationship, and my ex.
But she's a beautiful woman, y'all. She's a beautiful woman.
Thank you. Don't
hate on her.
He's in IT, and so we had all the toys, all the electronics, the nice TV, the receiver, and the computers, and the laptops, and everything. We had our phones and everything, and it's like, I'm really sensitive to temperature. I'm really sensitive to heat. I'm really sensitive to the sun, and I get overheated really easy, and my blood pressure drops, and I will pass out. So I'm always complaining about the electronics, and I did a Oriental Medicine series when I back in the day in the early 2000s. I went through massage school and did that for a while and stuff. And I did an Oriental Medicine series and like hydrotherapy and stuff like that. And we kind of discussed environmental toxins. And people thought I was crazy too, talking about like you go through the rich neighborhoods. All their power lines are underground. You go to the, like, less nice, the poorer neighborhoods, we got lines all over our houses.
Including the new 5G thing, right?
Let's not go
there. I'm not going, I just said including the new 5G.
Including the new
5G. We can say it's included.
It is. They are. That's a true statement.
Hi, this is Elena Favreau. The next time you're in the La Mesa Village, stop by Sacred Sun, only 200 feet from the Historic Train Museum. Our address is 8239 La Mesa Boulevard, and we are open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesdays through Saturdays. Call us at 619-467-7073 for more details. Sacred Sun. Essentials for life balance.
Hey, yo, what up? Hey, Tommy, man, I ain't seen you in a bit. Boy, how you been?
I'm good, Dre. How about yourself?
Man, I'm fly, but I tell you what, man, you show these lace down with this apparel, man. Where you get this from?
Hey, man, it's that Cash Cow drip, man. You already know. But you can go ahead and go to my Instagram page at Cash Cow FP. Go ahead and get the drip.
Man, I'm with it. Left.
you know, I learned about this thing called the rain barrel effect. So, like, if you have a rain barrel and it rains and your barrel's full, right? Nothing else is going to be able to fit in your barrel. And in this metaphor, your body is the barrel, you know? So once your rain barrel's full, if you want to be able to collect more rain to, you know, utilize the rain barrel for what it's for, you got to dump it out, you know, if you want to be able to collect it. So that analogy relates to us cleansing our systems, right. You know, through medicine, not like Western medicine, but like Eastern medicine practices. And that includes moving your body, moving the energy around in your body, and removing toxins, including environmental toxins. And that is a really hard discussion to have with people who really don't believe in
They're in the informational technical world. Mm-hmm. And that's my whole point, what I was saying to you earlier, okay? That same doctor from India, the super smart guy that was talking about rare earth metals, he verified this with me, that these metals that we're exposed to actually enter into our bodies, mm-hmm. and very difficult to filter out. So if these rays, these invisible rays, hit our eyes and they enter into our bodies and they actually make us, our body heat rise, right? This can actually break down our immune system.
Sure.
Okay? If these metals over time period enter our body so much that because we're in what I call that zone mode, we're forgetting that we're breathing. We're not breathing properly. And so we're looking at something that's taking away not only our breathing, but it's entering inside our bodies and making our body heat up. It's closing this mechanism. It's closing this mechanism right here between your eyes and between your nose to actually cut off the breathing mechanism. It's like you said with the barrel, mm-hmm. right? Once these metals enter your body so much, in my opinion, that's where they're getting the cancers and the tumors.
Sure. Like, you can only handle so much before and your body's just,
unfortunately,
like,
if you're a pregnant woman, if you're a pregnant woman and you expose yourself to these metals, this is the things that cause our children to be the way they are. If they're autistic, mm-hmm. or if they have like some type of other problems physically. I have a niece who has autistic children right now. It's one of the most phenomenons right now to this day of why the children are become autistic. But it's also because, like I said, I take the cell phone that we're utilizing has what they call, it's called a radio frequency radiation, which is the reason why it can transmit to a satellite.
Sure.
So it's not necessarily, it's invisible, for
right.
sure. Now that is invisible, and that is something that's actually traveling all around.
It's quantifiable.
Right?
You this can is measure
not,
it.
We're not talking about something that's coming out of our mouths
right.
and individually traveling, whatever. This is something that's from the sky that they put out there, that's put into these towers, and they come into each and everybody's little area, domain. Now, if that's being the case, why can't this be the reason why that people are actually falling ill and falling to the point where they're having respiratory problems?
I don't have an answer for that, simply because I haven't done the research. And I think, like a lot of people, it's just, you know, it's easy to be like, that's ridiculous.
Of course.
And not listen. And just put it out of your head.
Well,
you know?
Not only that.
But I'm absolutely willing to listen to other people's opinions and do my own research. And as someone, okay, I have the weirdest allergy that I've ever heard of. I am allergic to metal.
What kind of metal?
Heavy metals.
But
specifically
precious metals too?
No.
So
I'm not allergic
gold
to
okay.
gold, silver, platinum, titanium.
Same
Those
here.
Are okay.
I mean, same. That's the same thing with me too.
But I can't use the zinc sunscreen. I can't take zinc for like my cold or anything like that. I lose my taste and smell for like 7 days or something like
yeah.
that if I take one of those little zinc tablets.
No, I don't do that. I told you.
And I can't have any color in my tattoo, or I can't have any red color in my tattoos because it's made with cadmium or nickel or something like that. And I've definitely noticed, like when I worked, I told you I used to work at a storage facility. There's a lot of metal doors. I had a lot of keys and, you know, the metal gate, the chain link fence, things like that. I never had a problem with the cell phone, but when I worked at the storage facility, I was a lot more sensitive. Like, I can't stand the smell of metal, like steel. I don't want to touch it. Like, if my fingernails touch, like, scratch it, I gotta cut my fingernails.
What about heavy metal music?
I love heavy metal.
Okay.
Which is ironic.
I mean, we got an exception over here.
Yeah. So, my whole point is that, like, the more I'm exposed to it, the more I'm around it, the more sensitive I am to it. You know what I mean? So, it goes back to that rain barrel thing. Like, when I spend time away from it, that's like a cleanse. That's me dumping out my barrel a little bit, dumping out some water. But then, the more time I spend in that environment with all the metal doors and the keys and everything, like, I'm more sensitive. My rain barrel fills up. So, your theory, it could actually hold water, you know, like it's a viable theory as far as theories go. Well, but I can't make a determination or an opinion.
Think about what I just said, okay? Take back now, let's go back when these electronics started coming about. I remember when I was growing up as a child, you had these games, right? They were like little square games. Mm-hmm. You play football and you press the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the addiction part right there.
Sure.
But as the technology increased and increased and increased, mm-hmm. to where now the graphics are all crazy, think about where all the cursors are going and your eyes are going this way and doing this thing on the computer or on your cell phone. What it's doing is it's hitting our central nervous system eventually, which our central nervous system is the reason why I think the major reason why it only happens in certain people depends on what your immune system. In other words, a person like that guy running right there, probably, I mean, he's running so much, his body heat is going up so high that he's not going to have to worry about the cell phone compared to a homeless person who's just on the cell phone like this all
day long. Right, right, right.
And so that's where my theory has come in play. But like I said, it's, If I was to talk to a scientist or somebody who was a medical person or somebody who was a government person, all three of those entities do not want this to be true.
Sure. Sure. Because what would that mean for society? What would that mean for the Rockefellers? What would that mean for all the politicians and who have their hand in all these, super PACs? And
all we're looking, to do is say on the same cell phone that we're utilizing for this radio show, is to label it no different than a pack of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to be able to convince somebody to stop eating McDonald's or any other fast food restaurant. I'm not going to stop some youngster from playing a video game. I'm not going to stop somebody from, like, utilizing these metals for whatever. As a matter of fact, it's probably going to get worse because of what people can find out what you can do once you have these metals as regards of being radioactive. So, for example, there's weapons out there that you use for laser weapons and like a pen light.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to break that out right now.
Right.
Because, one, there's no reason to. And number two, it would really cause a set off a firestorm if people knew that they had these kind of weapons.
But look at how much money, you know, look how much money just flew by here on patrol or whatever. I mean, our country spends more money on weapons and the military than anything else.
Yeah,
you know, well, we could just go on and on about that. But
anyway, this is the Burrito Radio Show. We had Jamie Nutt here.
Thank you for having me.
Definitely one of the interesting topics. We're early in what we're doing, but we're going to try to stay consistent.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts as far as like, you know, what we discussed or any advice for the people out there that's still listening?
The advice that I have for anybody is going to be the same for everybody about everything, every topic that we discussed today. Educate yourself. utilize the phone in your hand for something good, you know, instead of playing Candy Crush or whatever, why don't you go do some reading, go read some scholarly articles. If there's something that you want to know more about, please research, educate yourself. That and you know, something, it was kind of a nice break not to be talking about racism and stuff for...
I didn't get a chance to go into it.
But again,
at the same time, maybe we can come back another day and talk about it. Especially if it doesn't get any better.
And that's something also that people need to be educated. I don't care because if you're black or white or whatever.
I feel like a lot of these things that we're talking about are racist.
Okay.
I mean, I can connect the dots. You got more black people that are super obese.
Oh, yes.
You got more black people out there that buy these products that are actually, they're not the ones that are putting it together.
You know what all this reminds me of just now is, like, remember the crack problem among African Americans, like, back in the 80s and stuff like that? Like, that wasn't an accident. That was not an accident.
Well, neither are these elements that they're putting in the foods or all these elements that they're putting people like, you know. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it's called collateral damage, meaning that, hey, if you want to socialize with these people of color, okay, then you can be a part of it too. Because trust me, there is a segment of people out there that will say, I never watch TV. There is a segment out there that's going to say, no, I don't eat that kind of food. No. And there's, like I said, it's almost like, which segment are you really following? Are you following the segment of the truth, or are you falling into the trap of, well, yeah, I'm going to take this cell phone and I'm going to let all this radiation go into my inside my body and I don't care what happens to me?
That's why it's important to educate so you can have an informed opinion about things. Inform yourself.
Yo, Military Patrol is going to take us out, y'all. This is 2B1 Energy. Be on the lookout for the next episode. Respect on the wonders of Yahweh.
Bye.